Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
Teach those who are rich not to be proud and not to trust in their money. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Hard taskmasters don't come much tougher than Bob Thompson. For 40 years, he pushed his highway workers super hard for 6 days a week from April to December to finish the job before the first frost. Their loyalty, sweat, and hard work helped to make him a very rich man. Thompson remembered this and returned the favor. When he sold his company, Michigan's largest asphalt and paving business, he gave his 550 current and retired employees $128 million from his gains. Even surviving spouses got checks. Some 90 employees became instant millionaires. Thompson started the Thompson Macaulay Company with $3,500 that his wife had earned from substitute teaching. The first 5 years in business were challenging, and Thompson didn't take a salary. So why did he give away so much of his fortune? It was the right thing to do, he said. You realize the people around you have gone through all the pain and suffering with you. I wanted to pay them back. When the checks were handed out, Thompson wasn't present. He said, I didn't want to be there because it gets too emotional. This man practiced what the Apostle Paul talked about. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. Doing good is a full-time job. The person of character is guided by the North Star of goodness that leads him or her to ask in every situation, what's the right thing to do? And the answer is always, do the right thing by others.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.